If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey joins us. Let's start, Seamus, with this story about the old row houses in DePaul that might be demolished. When I first read about this, I thought there is going to be some pushback on this. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, DePaul owns a couple. They own a bunch of row houses, but these two in particular, they're on Sheffield Avenue, just a little bit south of Fullerton. It's really getting into the heart of their campus near their sports facilities. They date back to about the 1890s, so they've been there a long time, and preservationists are trying very hard to save them because DePaul has a plan on the books to knock them down along with the 1925 apartment building next door and build a big athletic center. This would be, it would be a basketball training facility would be the main use, but it would also give locker rooms for about 15 other sports. So DePaul says, well, it kind of fits into the plans for the neighborhood to eventually make this a little less neighborhood feel. But if you take a look at the buildings, they're really quite gorgeous, three-story red brick, and just part of what makes Lincoln Park look like Lincoln Park, the preservationists say. And, you know, they say when you start knocking down all the parts that you liked about this neighborhood to begin with, you know, you're going to really miss it. But we talk a lot about these preservation fights, and sometimes you can feel when they're picking up steam and might win. This one's got the support of the local alderman. DePaul already owns the buildings, and they've got a construction schedule. So I would say the preservationists have a uphill fight to save these ones at 2308 North Sheffield and a little bit up the block as well.
From the 1890s, right? Wow.
From the 1890s, yeah. They're really quite spectacular. You see a lot of these along Fullerton between up into the lakefront, too. Mm-hmm. Lots of good examples of that.
On the south side, University of Chicago students are transforming their dorm rooms into mini museums. Tell us about those.
Right. This is an interesting program I didn't realize until just recently. University of Chicago, they have a partnership with the Smart Museum of Art nearby that actually loans out artwork from the museum for students to put up in their dorm rooms. It's no joke stuff. I mean, they've got a Picasso, a Marc Chagall, just a whole list of amazing art that these kids can loan out. They have to promise not to mess it up, but and they get to hang it in their dorm for a year. Basically, they say, you know, it's just a way to have more exposure for these students to art. But it made me think of the things that I hung up in my dorm room as a freshman, Bob, and it certainly was not a Picasso. It was more like a Pink Floyd, I think.
Yeah, I'll bet. And finally, Little Lamal will be around the area this weekend, and a lot of folks looking forward to this, aren't they?
Yeah, this is interesting. This is a 12-foot tall animatronic puppet of a Syrian refugee girl, she travels the world and puts on shows at cities around the world. Chicago, she's visiting Chicago this weekend. She's going to be walking the Riverwalk this morning. Later this morning, we'll be in Maggie Daly Park tomorrow night for a performance, as well as in Uptown. We've got the whole schedule at blockclubchicago.org. But the idea is she's a symbol of human rights and really helps illustrate the story of Syrian refugees and the all the travails they go through. But it also is a broader story about migrants in general, which is relevant in Chicago nowadays and all the time. So.
Yeah, it sure is.
Little Amal, yeah, the kids, you see pictures of it, and the kids really love to interact with her. She's, you know, 12 feet tall, so you can imagine it's quite a sight for kids to see and learn along the way.
And represents quite a story. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Bob.